This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. By now, it's well established that many species of food fish contain worrisome levels of mercury. But that specific form of the heavy metal, monomethylmercury, is different from the molecules that are washed out of the atmosphere by rain. So how is it getting into the ocean? Adina Paytan, a biochemist at UC Santa Cruz, is a co-author of a recently published research paper that documented unexpectedly high levels of methylmercury in coastal groundwater that enters the sea. The answer to the question, she explains, begins with bacteria that transform the mercury after it is washed into groundwater.
The groundwater washes it into the aquifer, but that's all total mercury. Then in the aquifer, where there is the right conditions, the bacteria convert it to monomethylmercury, which is then mobilized by this groundwater exchange or tidal exchange with the coastal aquifer and brings it into the ocean where it's consumed by the organisms.
What's more, adds Frank Black, a former doctoral student at UC Santa Cruz, now at Princeton, the groundwater flows appear to be contributing far more of the total methylmercury in seawater than was previously thought.
The concentrations of total mercury were actually not that high in the groundwater. But once you get that flowing out to the ocean, it then becomes an important source of total mercury to these coastal waters. The dominant source of total mercury to surface waters and coastal areas is generally atmospheric deposition. And we found that in these same coastal waters, the groundwater inputs bring in about 10 times as much as what we see from atmospheric deposition.
That's significant because methylmercury bioaccumulates. It stays in the tissue of whatever ingests it, from plankton on up the food chain to large fish like tuna, and then to whatever might eat those tuna, like us. This initial study examined the groundwater flows at two quite different Northern California locations, Stinson Beach in Marin County and Elkhorn Slough, north of Monterey. Getting similar results at both places, says Frank Black, suggests that this process may be widespread along the California coast.
The fact that those two sites are quite different, and yet we found somewhat similar results in that submarine groundwater discharge was an important source of mercury and monomethylmercury at both sites, would suggest that it's probably going to be important at quite a few others. Two things you really need for this flux to be important is high levels of the different mercury forms in the groundwater, and then you also need a lot of that groundwater moving out to the ocean.
But determining how common this is, much less any measures that might be developed to mitigate it, will require further studies, says Adina Paytan.
This was just a short one-year, let's see if it's there project. We now really need to understand more fully all the processes that produce this monomethylmercury and the conditions that are conducive to its delivery. That can help us predict where there might be hotspots, both where it's formed and what conditions are conducive to its input.
Still, she adds, establishing the groundwater flow mechanism was an important first step.
We know the mercury is there, but it's a new way of delivering that mercury into the open waters, and that's where it's harming us because that's where the fish take it.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.